Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Harvey Johnson, better known as Coach Harvey, who has been a fitness and wellness consultant to Fortune 500 companies, prestigious law firms, state and city government, and busy business owners for over 15 years. Coach Harvey has been an entrepreneur and business owner for even longer. Coach Harvey discovered a correlation between wellness and business. Optimal health requires a wellness plan with goal setting, focus, accountability, discipline, and a few other pillars necessary to have a strong foundation. Welcome, welcome, Harvey. It is such a pleasure to have you on, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you for having me, Donetta. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. All right, so I'll get right to the question. Now, my first question is, I know you are a man who have mastered many disciplines, but talk about Side Hustle Harvey.
Okay. Well, Side Hustle Harvey is a brand that I started building quietly last year. And because I believe in multiple income streams, I keep myself open to, opportunities, AKA side hustles. And since I'm involved in many side hustles, it was only appropriate for me to brand it as such. You know, one thing during these challenging times, many people are trying to find ways to earn income or start a business. So Side Hustle Harvey is a one-stop shop resource to shorten the learning curve and to save time for small business owners, home-based business owners, and entrepreneurs. Side Hustle Harvey provides marketing tools and lead generation ideas, income opportunities, business creation possibilities, and more to get, to get your new customers, generate more income, and to grow your business.
That is great. Thank you so much for that, because I love the idea of side hustle, because as an entrepreneur for 40 years and I always had to work, that was definitely me. Always had something on the side, and I really felt as though it was important, because that just continued my journey as far as an entrepreneur. Everybody can't always do it on a full-time basis. So I love the idea of side hustle, because believe me, I've been hustling and still is.
Every day I'm hustling. You got
yes,
it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now my other question is, what is the mindset of an entrepreneur?
Well, and that's interesting, Donetta, but I think the one, there may be several commonalities or common denominators, but we're the only people who are willing to put in 100 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week. And I'm going to say that again. The mindset of an entrepreneur is that we are the only people willing to put in 100 hours a week for ourselves to avoid working 40 hours a week for someone else. Now, that says it all. You know, you have to show up for yourself in order to make it happen. The mindset, no excuses. You win or you learn, but you never lose. You keep going, and quitting is not an option. That wraps up the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow. I never really thought of that. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to digest that, because you are so right. Because Monday through Friday, you work a certain hours, you can't wait till Friday come. But being an entrepreneur, it's like you work whenever to get, to do what you need to do, so that way
right.
You can move to the next level, the weekends, the holidays. It doesn't matter, because you're doing it for you. So the whole purpose of it is totally different. So, but I love
I like to joke around and say sometimes that, most people who work, the biggest fear is losing their job. An entrepreneur, our biggest fear is having to get a job, So that's why we do those things that we do. that's why we have, you know, multiple income streams. And you know, I think we just think differently. And again, that was one of the reasons why I kind of looked at the Side Hustle Harvey brand, because more people are looking at, you know, just starting their own business. And I think it's important to shorten the learning curve to be able to get to a point where you can start earning income as opposed to, you know, spending money trying to figure it out. But yeah, the mindset is so important.
Well, you know what? I had the mindset and didn't even know it. And I did know it, but back in the day, make a long story short, I used to quit a job in a heartbeat. Like, I didn't blink an eye. And of course, I had responsibility, I had children, I had a view. It didn't matter because I'd had the philosophy of that I'm not going to allow a job to stress me out. I'm not going to allow a job to give me a heart attack or a stroke, because I've seen that happen where they would be so stressed and so unhappy, and I don't want to be that. So I just quit. I would just quit. And so that was me, the risk taker, the entrepreneur, had me just struggling to get out. Of course, I would go back. It's almost like going back to an abusive relationship. And that's how it started. Then, you know, I would quit a job. I was abused. And then I would have to go find another job. And, you know,
got trauma.
Yes, I did. It didn't realize I really did. So that's really interesting you said that. So thank you for that. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, the other question is, what does being accountable to yourself first look like before serving your clients?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. It starts with you. So, you know, you have to establish a daily regimen that is conducive to you staying on track. You know, motivation will get you going, but discipline will take you there. And I repeat this to my, you know, my coaching clients, you know, in wellness and in small business coaching, you know, and I want to say that again, motivation will get you going, but discipline will take you there. You know, the accountability comes from your daily regimen. Once you do this, it makes it easier to serve others. So, you know, I always tell people, you got to have, whether you're the elite of the elite or you're just starting out, you have to have a game plan that you can follow each day. And for, you know, whatever that may be, you know, getting up, you know, doing certain things that you do to kind of keep you going. The same way we get up, we put on our shoes and tie them up before we go outside and put on clothes. You know, we have to approach being accountable in that way. So for me, it's kind of the same way each day. I wake up, you know, and then just kind of start my day. And I'll share that more with that with you later, but it does start with having the daily regimen.
I definitely agree, yes, because, you know, at times you think because you work for yourself, or even if you work from home, that there's no, you still need to have structure, because if not, then you wind up doing nothing, or you can do too much. So sometimes it can be the total opposite, that you working so much. Even if it's for yourself, you still need to take breaks. You still need to live. You still need to step away from the computer or step away from, you know, what you focus on, so that way you're not stressing yourself out. So I definitely agree with that. And being accountable to yourself and having discipline is key. So thank you for that. Yes. Thank you for listening to Rest, Leave the Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chavette.
Donna D. Moore and West Leads the Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Harvey Johnson. I will continue with the questions, and thank you so much. Now, the next question is, what is the importance of getting and staying organized when you have a side hustle?
Well, Donetta, that's a great question. You know, hey, organization is imperative. Without it, you know, it may be super challenging to manage multiple demands throughout the day, week, month, or year. You know, to stay organized, you have to develop successful systems that work for you. I mean, if you think about it, if you're going to have, you know, multiple side hustles, it's tough just having one. I mean, literally, just having one. And it's just, you know, you have to have those systems in place. Otherwise, like I said, it's going to be super challenging. And I think it's just going to make it even more difficult, you know, for you to be successful across the board. But on the flip side, if you do have those systems in place, you know, it's like a smooth running machine. You know, you just kind of get in, you do it almost everything that you need to do almost by rote without thinking, and you make it happen. So organization is imperative, and having a great system in place.
Yes. Thank you. Now, the other question is, how do you manage to have the energy to implement all your side hustles?
You know, it's funny because people will text me, or if I talk to them, and they'll say, you know, how do you have all this energy? You know, but the bottom line is this: you have to focus on health and wellness first. Listen, no matter what else is going on in our lives business-wise, we don't have health and wellness front and center, making sure that that's top. Bottom line, you just won't be able to run your business. Proper nutrition, sufficient sleep, as you know, and adequate hydration, you know, that all helps me. You know, for me, it's the healthy side of business. You know, if you don't stay healthy, you can't run one business, let alone multiple, you know, side hustles. So every day that I wake up, you know, I feel like in this day and time, I feel like I just hit the jackpot, literally. So first, you know, I give thanks. You know, that's how I start my day, you know, and manage it. This is, you know, how I have my energy. So when I first wake up, I give thanks. Then I ease into my morning with some organic coffee. I follow that up with a 20 to 30 minute workout. Then I go to my planner and I get the day cranking. So that's kind of, you know, those three: nutrition, sufficient sleep, adequate hydration is part of what I do daily to maintain the energy level to implement all of my side hustles.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. Yes. And having organization is key to run your business, because, you know, to run it in chaos is not going to work. And like you said, you know, having multiple streams of income, you have to be able to do that, because, you know, just struggling with just one, it is, you know, will be difficult to do. So yes, you definitely need to have something, a system in place to work it. So I'm glad to hear that. Yes. All right.
And also,
now the next. I'm sorry.
If I could add just one other thing.
Sure.
When you think about it, you know, limiting beliefs will hold us back too from getting the organization to handle the multiple side hustles, because most of us have been programmed to only focus. You know, whether it be job or, you know, one work activity. But, you know, it's the same approach that when the 4-minute mile was first achieved, people said, oh, nobody will ever be able to run under a 4-minute mile. And the minute it happened, everybody started running under 4-minute miles. So it's kind of the same thing, you know, getting rid of those limiting beliefs, you know, that will help us to better see opportunities and open our minds up to be able to handle and get organized to handle, you know, multiple side hustles as well.
Well, thank you. Yes, I disagree. Now, my next question is, what is the importance of getting sleep while improving your health and business?
Hey, sleep is essential. sleep is highly essential. And I think people discounted? I know I'm preaching to the choir because you are the sleep expert, but in my limited knowledge and just knowing how it benefits me, I'm like, listen, this is the only time you have for cell regeneration and real recovery. It keeps you mentally sharp and less lethargic throughout the day. You know, this is needed for good business focus and great decision-making in general. So I always ask you, have you ever been sleepy and have someone ask you a series of questions? You know, you almost surrender immediately. Hey, go ahead, do whatever. Whatever you choose is okay with me. I just want to go to sleep, you know? And so that's what I think people miss, especially, you know, running your businesses or a business or even work, you know.
Yeah.
Sleep, and people confuse it with rest. You know, sitting on the sofa watching Netflix, yeah, that may be rest. That's not real sleep. So it's so important that you sleep, because that's the only real way that you repair your muscles, that your muscles grow, that you regenerate your cells. That is like the missing link. And I think if more people can kind of get the benefit of that and not discount it, I think that you'll see less people needing energy shots, you know, at 2 p.m. or 3 in the afternoon having an energy crash. So, yes, sleep is definitely essential.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Once again, thank you for staying with Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying with our special guest, Harvey Johnson. Harvey, I really appreciate you taking all your time and sharing all your valuable information with our listening audience. So if you can please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Donetta. So for your listening audience, I want them to go to SideHustleHarvey.com. That's SideHustleHarvey, SideHustleHarvey.com. And that's the website. There's something special waiting for your listeners only when they go to the website. Now, my email address, they can email me at SideHustleHarvey@gmail.com. And, you know, I like to give them my number. They can text, let's see, let's text the word sleep, all right? Text the word sleep to 202-697-3133. Again, text the word sleep to 202-697-3133. And that will allow your listening audience to schedule a complimentary strategy call. And I like to say that the first 10 to schedule a strategy call will receive the business boost package, which is a website, marketing funnel, email campaign, and free hosting for $99. And that's for guests only. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you
so
for that.
So they can get their multiple side hustles, you know, and streamline and have a great system in place.
Yes, yes. That's wonderful. And I'm using the same system, so it definitely works.
Absolutely.
Love it. And so it really makes a world of difference how all in one. So, but you're an expert, and yes, they can please reach out to you, and that's an excellent deal. So thank you for offering that. I appreciate that. Now, I can be reached on my website, which is at the bottom of the podcast, which is DonettaDMooring.com, and then it's DonettaDMooring.com, and as always, sleep heals.